She knows. Oh yeah, she knows. It's Manifested with Carlin Ray.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Mavis and Butthead Show. I'm your host, Mavis.
No, you're Butthead. I'm Mavis.
Oh, whoops, my mistake.
Nice.
Actually, this is this week's edition of the Dream It series Director's Cut. It's a finally sunny day. I'm here with Carlin Ray, and I'm your host, Dean Utzon. Hello, Carlin.
Hello.
This week is a little different. We're recording on a different day again. Just schedules keep getting in the way. Last week, we had a ton of fun, though. It was our first ever online Dream It.
It was.
That was a hoot. Mm-hmm. We had the cameras on. We were streaming live over
the
internet.
It was a little overwhelming.
It was a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were both a little nervous. We had a few technical glitches as well that we'll sort out this week or for next week and get it better. Because we're alternating now between the live Dream It series at the hotel and doing an online session. So if you're listening to this abroad, you can sign up and catch Carlin live over the internet.
How scary is that?
Yeah, it's like, wow, live and in person.
Mm-hmm.
One day you'll be broadcast.
Can you tell me how I can be live and in person on the internet?
Oh, right. It's just live.
Yeah, wouldn't it be broadcasted live?
Yeah, live and...
Live and not in person?
Yeah, I guess so. Live and in person is when you're at the hotel, I guess.
Maybe it's live and un-person.
You're an un-person.
There you go.
You're the
un-teacher, so I can be an un-person.
Wow.
And I have un-issues.
And the undead.
Yeah.
See?
Hey. Oh. Told you I liked my vampire books.
Now, last week, during the online live un-person event, we talked about the topic was you know you want it.
Okay. You'll have to bear with me because I don't remember.
Well, the idea was the basics of manifestation.
Okay.
The idea behind the you know you want it is what is it? And the idea was it is everything.
Right.
Whatever it is for each person is different. You went through both in the online session and on the radio show, you went through sort of five basic steps that people can get started with.
Right.
Do you now, today, have any clue what those five steps are? Chirp, chirp, chirp. There's crickets. She doesn't.
One's belief.
Yeah, faith.
Yeah.
All right, because I... Doing the tip.
Do you know how bad that is that you even just asked me that question? I'm supposed to know what they are.
It's all right. I got them right here. I'm doing
Tripp's
little thing he does on the radio all the time. I have no idea why he does this. But it's kind of fun.
Okay, you could stop now.
I have the notes.
Okay.
That we were scribbling during our chaotic session.
Okay.
Number one, energy.
Mm, yep. It's
all energy.
Well, everything's energy, right? So you either... are a small magnet where, you know, you can basically put your magnet on a fridge, or you're an industrial magnet where your energy is so strong that it literally magnetizes and brings to you absolutely everything. It's as easy as understanding the law of a magnet. It's that easy. Right. It is so that easy.
The point you made on Friday that I thought was interesting is so many people say you are what you eat.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you are what you think. Mm-hmm. You took it a level deeper and said, no, you are what you feel.
Yeah, because you're really not what you think.
That's good, because I think some pretty crazy things.
Exactly. And that's, if the theory that you are what you think was actually correct, could you imagine the spin of lives that we'd actually have? Like, I'd be married, then the next second I'd be divorced, and then the next second I'd be married, and like...
Oh, because our thoughts are so unreliable
and
all over the
board. Yeah, they're just erratic. They're just erratic, right?
Good word.
Thank you. But we are what we feel. So if we feel and believe that we're not worth anything, then we're not worth anything. If we feel and believe that we can't be successful, then we can't be successful.
Right.
If we feel and believe that nothing can get in our way, nothing ever does. Like there's a reason. It's not, you know, it's not like the universe sat down one day and decided they'd play a game of craps and
decide
pick
who...
people off. Like, ooh, look at that. They're going to be famous and have a wonderful life. And worry about nothing. Oh, they're gonna be poor.
Right.
I lost that hand. They're gonna be poor. It's not like they sat up and did that.
So basically, you are what you feel.
What you create.
And you're a magnet, whether you want to be or not.
That's right.
The other thing, the other point that I just remembered you had made that was interesting is people are already manifesting. They just don't know it. They're doing it horribly. They're doing it on the reverse of what you're trying to unteach.
Absolutely. Every day.
Every day you manifest the garbage every day. That happens.
Yep. Yeah, every day. And I will give you a prime example because we know how bad I am at paying my bills, right? I mean, I always pay them. They're just always late because I forget. It's, you know, that came in someday. I don't know when, right? So I'm sitting outside today, relaxing in the sunshine.
Yep.
And my next door neighbor gets a disconnection.
Right while you're sitting there.
Right while I'm sitting there.
I saw that. The ATCO gas truck or whatever was outside and they walked right up.
Clunk. Just took it right off, right? Yep. So I'm sitting there and I'm talking to a friend of mine. I'm like, I feel so bad for them. Like, I feel so bad. How? Because for me, and this may sound crazy, but that was actually a doozy for me because when I was an abused wife, I used to have little electric heaters and stuff in my house and boil water because my ex-husband wouldn't pay a gas bill.
I remember that story.
So that was kind of like that slapped me. Like, I wanted to go pay the ATCO truck right away. Get them to put their gas back on. Yeah. It's like, I don't care what the bill is, just give it to me, I'll pay it. But as I'm sitting there and I'm talking to a girlfriend of mine and I'm like, you know, that's just such an awful feeling and, you know, I really wish people never had to go through that. But I'm in a negative place because I'm worrying about them and their disconnection notice. And some guy comes walking up to my house with a little orange slip. My water was going to get shut off. Well, I'm sitting on the chair and he's looking at me and he's a little nervous because I'm outside. And he's looking at me like, oh, here we go, right? I'm going to get somebody yelling. They can't afford their bill, blah, 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 blah. I start peeing my pants laughing. I'm like, let me guess, I forgot to pay a bill. He's like, yeah, you and half of Airdrie. Okay, I'll run up and pay it now. He's like, wow, that was easy. Wow. And I said, I'm on the phone with my girlfriend. I went, wow, did I ever manifest that one?
Isn't that funny?
Killing myself laughing, walk up the stairs, go to the internet banking and paid my water bill. Because it was like, you create stuff all the time. When you get up in the morning and you go, oh, I don't want to drive in traffic.
You get more traffic.
You get more traffic. Uh-huh. When you get in your car and it's like, oh, I really want a Tim Hortons, but I just don't have enough time. And there's going to be a lineup. Bigger lineup.
Right.
Bigger lineup.
Always.
When you think that your job sucks, it sucks worse. When you think that your boss is an idiot, they become a bigger idiot. When you think that money's tight, money becomes tighter. You know, when you think that money's tight and you're all stressed about finances, and the next thing you know, you lost your wallet?
Sure.
Manifestation.
So we're doing it all the time.
All the time.
So the idea is...
What I'd like to know is why people are a sucker for punishment.
That's a good point. Why are we?
Why? Why do we want miserable?
So the tips you gave on Friday were to go out with lots of energy and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And we had an interesting question during the week here as a follow-up to that was, how do you keep up energy? Because sometimes you're exhausted, sometimes you're tired. And my point in that was, and correct me if I'm wrong, is it's not so much energy about physical energy, it's about your attitude.
Yes.
And keeping that up.
That's right. That's exactly it. Right.
Oh, well, look at that. That's exactly right.
Well, it is, because it's not about, you know, it's not, oh, do I have tons of energy and I can jump up and down my stairs 20 times? It's, do I think life is amazing? Do I think I'm going to have a fantastic day? Do I believe that things are good? Okay? And we take on a lot of false senses. We take on a lot of false senses of positive energy.
So what do you mean by a false sense?
Well, for an example, and females are really bad for this. We're especially bad for this. When we feel like crap, we do our hair, we do our makeup, we wear the nice outfit, and we get a little cocky because we think we look good.
Yeah.
And then we walk into whatever environment we're in. So I'll give you a prime example. When I was single, you do your hair, you do your makeup, you get dressed up, you go to the bar, right?
Sure.
And you think you look good, so you've got an arrogance about you.
Oops.
Nobody comes near you.
Or you walk in and someone has the exact same outfit as yours.
That's not the point. People aren't attracted to you because it's coming across as an arrogance. It's coming across as, I'm all that. right? When you walk in and you've just had a fantastic day and your laugh is sincere and you got a big smile on your face, they're buying you drinks left, right, and center and hoping to take you home.
Right.
It's a prime example. So there's false energy and then there's real energy.
You know, I'll give you an example of that from a guy's point of view. I mean, I was always the dating disaster, so I don't know if I'm one to talk. But one time we were out in Penticton, buddies and I, and we're in the bars and we're goofing around, and we were just having a great time. Mm-hmm. No pressure, no cares, just having mm-hmm. fun, just hanging out, goofing around, having fun, talking to people, dancing, whatever.
Yep.
And we ended up talking to these girls that were there, and they said, "You're the first group of guys that we've come across who are just having fun."
Right.
Because we just had an attitude of, you know, whatever.
That's what you were there for.
Yeah, who cares? It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was different because wherever we went was always a good time because we decided it was.
And everybody wanted to be around you because you were so much fun.
And in all honesty, that was the only time I ever had that experience. Mm-hmm. But I remember it like yesterday because it was like, wow, look at that.
Just absolutely.
Little things about attention.
Those energies do everything. When you're in a really good mood and you go walking into a store, people automatically start saying hello to you. They open the door for you.
Sure.
Like when you're in a really good mood and you've accidentally cut somebody off and you do the, "I'm sorry," they're laughing. Don't even worry about it. When you're in a bad mood, they're giving you the bird.
And it gets worse.
Of course.
So that's what you mean by energy is you can always control your attitude.
You have total control over your attitude and energy. And anybody that says they don't have total control over their attitude and energy are living a victim and they should come see me and I will kick them in the butt.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yes. Butt kicking. I'm going to have a session just of butt kicking. I'm going to get a steel-toed boot.
So the next time we're live.
Yeah. You know, people can just come up to me, turn around, I'm going to kick them in the butt.
Well, no, we can just line everybody up on the wall.
Yeah.
It'd be like a big firing line. you put a boot on a stick.
That's right.
Instead of a jalapeno on a stick,
you
can have a boot on a stick.
Yeah. Just go around. Just start beating.
Wow, people pay money for that, I'm sure.
I know. Some might even like it. That's a total different topic.
Yeah, totally different. Number two on our list, while I get the ladder to get us up to the gutter, is faith.
Oh, that's so huge.
Now, talk to me, though, about the difference between faith and belief. Because you talk a lot about people's belief systems, but faith is kind of different.
Faith is knowing. Faith and knowing are the same thing.
So kind of like knowing it's all good?
Yeah. When you have faith in something, it's real to you. It's not maybe. It's not possibly. It's not just what you believe could happen. Mm-hmm. It's what is, right? So I live in total and complete faith that the universe and my soul family are on my side, okay? Because I live in that complete faith, even while we were driving for lunch today, I said, "Grandma and Grandpa, I need the sun." It had been covered over by a cloud. "Grandma and Grandpa, I need the sun." Now I have total and complete faith that they can do that.
Yeah.
2 seconds later, what happens?
It was about 20 minutes later.
It was
A wind came up, blew the clouds out of the way.
You're a liar.
Actually, literally, it was a couple seconds, maybe five, I don't know. It was a couple seconds and sunshine.
Yeah. And stayed the whole way till we got there.
Yeah.
I put the top up and the cloud came over the sun again.
Yep.
Right? Because I have the faith, the total and complete knowing that it exists.
But you also
so it can't
faith.
Be any other way.
You have that faith in everything that they got you back.
Everything.
So if somebody doesn't have...
It doesn't mean things don't go wrong.
No.
See, and a lot of people get confused by that because they think, well, your life is so awesome. That's why you have such faith in things. Okay, that's a crock.
Sure.
Okay, it's not that things don't go wrong. I got a teenager who's addicted to drugs. I got two kids that went to not such a great place for the last year.
Yeah.
You know, struggle like everybody else. I have... Week. Yeah. Hello?
Like me?
Try being married to my husband. I have, it's not like, no.
Yeah, no.
No, I'll pass. No. It's not like I don't have stresses like everybody else, because I do. It's how I choose to view them, right? And it's because of my faith. See, belief is that I believe in my faith. So I believe in my knowing. So they're similar, they're similar and they get mistaken for each other often.
Yeah.
Slightly different.
Okay. This very much falls into, and we went back and forth to this on Friday, number three was everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, everything.
But that's really tied to faith a lot.
It is. And I got to tell you, I hear it from my family all the time when a lot is going on.
Yeah.
Because, like, I hear it all the time. Because a lot of people don't register that, you know, even in the last year and a half, there has been a great deal of stress in my life. Like, more than what a lot of people can handle. Mm-hmm. And I get phone calls from family members and stuff, and they're constantly, I don't get how you do it. I don't get how you do it. You should be locked up at this point. And of course, I'm sitting back and I don't understand what they're talking about because I'm not feeling the stress.
Right.
I'm not feeling it.
They're not talking about the stress.
Yeah, shush. Yes,
they
are.
They're talking about the simple fact that you should be locked up.
Shush it. They're talking about my stress.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
I'm going to hurt you.
If you hear a bunch of...
if you stop talking, it might be because it's me.
If you hear a gushy sound...
I just drew blood. But you have to, and the reason that I don't hold on to my stress so much is because everything, it doesn't matter what it is, happens for a reason. I may not like the reasons at the time. I may not know the reasons at the time. Okay? And that's the other issue. Just because I'm a clairvoyant doesn't mean I have all the answers. I may not have the answer, but I know that there is one.
That really ties into faith.
Right.
To have the faith that your soul family's got your back.
Absolutely.
To have the faith that everything does happen for a reason.
Absolutely.
You don't know the answer.
And sometimes those reasons are because of me. Sometimes it's because I didn't have the faith. Right? I mean, that's typically what happens. When we go through, you know, work trouble and we don't like our job and then the next thing you know, we get fired. And then you sit back and you wonder why that happened.
Yeah, woe is me, woe is me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny, this podcast, things are flowing a lot better than we did online on Friday. I can tell we're more on the same page because that absolutely leads us into number four, taking responsibility.
Yeah. Not blame.
Not blame.
Not blame.
Huge part of it.
Because blame is a waste of time and energy and it just keeps you in a guilt cycle, keeps you feeling like crap.
But when you look at this progression of things that we're talking about, it's having the energy.
Yeah.
Controlling your attitude.
Yep.
Faith.
That's right.
Faith that everything happens for a reason. Everything does happen for a reason, even if you don't know it yet.
That's right.
But to have the responsibility that everything that does happen, you are responsible for.
Absolutely.
In some way.
Absolutely. You're responsible, if for no other reason, how you react to it. Right? And people have seen that in me. So I may not, you know, like for an example with my kids, I may not be responsible for the choices that they make because I'm not responsible for the choices that they make.
Right.
But I am responsible for how I react to those choices.
And that very
right?
Much
so when
bad.
I got upset and smashed Ashley's guitar, I had to take responsibility for that.
Yeah.
And not only did I buy her a new guitar, I gave her a formal apology. Because I had to take responsibility for my actions. Mm-hmm. I didn't take blame.
Right.
Because that's just a waste of energy, right? You have to take responsibility for everything that's happening in your world, regardless of what it is. So if you're in financial trouble, okay? If you're financially struggling, and it gets me because people are like, there's just not enough money and I don't know how to do this and I'm financially struggling. Here's a question. What are you doing working at a job that can't financially support you?
Right.
Take responsibility. Don't blame your boss because you didn't get enough of a raise.
Right.
Take responsibility.
But what about the idea, even if you take money out of the factor, how many times do you hear somebody who says they're at a job they hate?
Yeah. All the time.
Why not?
Then get out.
Change it.
Yeah, go to a new one.
So when you talk about the blame...
Which, of course, sorry, I apologize, which can also start to pick up your energy, right? Because when you don't take responsibility and instead you blame everybody else, you lose any of the energy that you had. Hate my job. It's all my boss's fault. Don't like my job. Where do we get positive from there?
Right. So more than these being... sort of a progression, a list of things, they're all very much intertwined with each other.
Very.
So sort of to draw a picture, would you say kind of energy is the circle in the middle, and then kind of four sticks hanging off of that are, you know, faith, taking responsibility, everything happens for a reason. They're all intertwined. They're all connected to each other.
That's right.
Now, going back to the responsibility versus blame thing, when you use the example of Ashley and her guitar, mm-hmm. you took responsibility for what you did. Mm-hmm. It would have been very easy for her to blame you. Mm-hmm. Mom's a bag. She broke my guitar. It's all her fault. Yada, yada, yada.
And she probably did for the first 20 minutes.
She probably did for the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, probably.
You know, kids are kids, right?
Yeah.
Did she come around to say, no, you know, I had some responsibility in that happening?
She did, yeah.
You know, she pushed mom's buttons way too far?
Within 20 minutes, she was actually able to look at me and say, well, you did keep repeating to me over and over again, Ashley, I'm going to take your guitar and I'm going to smash it.
Right.
Like, you're really ticking me off here. Back away. And I did, right? So she was able to see right away that she continued to push my buttons.
So there really are two sides of that equation with people, sure. when people are involved in a situation. Mm-hmm. But for our listeners, when somebody else is not accepting their responsibility, bottom line is you always are responsible for the way you react and respond.
Absolutely.
You can't control others.
Nope.
But you can control yourself.
That's right.
And that very much goes back to energy. You can always control your attitude.
That's right.
So these
That's
are really...
right. And I just, I'm gonna give an example that might hit a little closer to home sure. for people. Okay. So I'm going to give you two clients. Okay. One is Diana.
Yeah.
One is Kim.
Okay.
Kim, and these are fictitious names, just so everybody knows, and it's not real.
It's Mary and Sally.
That's right.
Bubba and Fred.
Exactly.
Mavis and Butthead.
Yeah, pretty much. So Kim is married, like 20 years, 25 years, whatever. Thinks she has a wonderful marriage, discovers her husband wants a divorce. She discovers it's because he's cheating.
Sure.
Okay?
After 25 years.
Let's say 25 years. She makes his life a living hell.
Woo-wee.
Okay?
A woman scorned.
Exactly. Takes him to the cleaners, takes him for everything he's worth.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Wants him back, can't figure it out, is emotionally distraught over it. You with me?
Not really.
Well, because usually when women are angry, it's because they still want it. That's welcome to women. So still wants her marriage, like wants him to get it together and get back. And especially here's the other mistake.
But she's going to make him pay in the meantime.
Oh, there's no doubt. She's going to make him pay when she gets him back too. There's no question about that.
Nice.
Hello, that's what women do. No offense to women. It's just what we humanly do, yep. right? So absolutely making him pay because that son of a whatever.
Yeah.
Had the nerve to scorn me like this. Woo! How could you do it to me? You with me?
So that's example A.
That's Kim. Example A. Now we have Diana.
Yep.
Okay? Diana's been married for 25 years. And her husband cheats on her.
Hmm.
And she tells him how much she cares about him. And how much she wishes him happiness. And wishes that he has an amazing life.
Mm-hmm.
They separate. Become the best of friends. Their kids have never suffered. She has her house. He has his house. Nobody's taken anybody to the cleaners. As a matter of fact, they've made an agreement that they're not going to get a divorce yet. Because just in case he doesn't want to be in that relationship, no point in him having to get out of a divorce number two because he's probably not going to have such an understanding second wife.
Wow.
Okay? That is somebody that sits back and says, so Kim is, look what you did to me.
So she's converting the victim role into anger.
Right. Diana sat down and thought to herself, you know, we haven't been all that close. I've cared about him. I was going to stick with it. But we weren't in love. We were married because of our kids. Like, she was able to see where the problems were in the relationship. She was able to see where she played a role.
Right.
In him cheating.
She's not 100% responsible.
No.
But there's some responsibility.
Absolutely.
Whatever that is.
Absolutely. So now she's in a happy relationship. He's in a happy relationship. They're best friends. Kids haven't suffered. Meanwhile, Kim and her husband are still at each other's throats.
And always will be.
Now, every guy Kim meets wants to take her to bed. Because the energy that she's throwing out is, I want to be used. Because she's stuck in that I've been hurt and used mentality.
Right.
Do you see where I took you to?
Yep.
Okay. Because she's in that energy that she was done wrong. It's going to draw out all the scumbags that want to do the one night stands and do her wrong.
You talked about this before, about bringing baggage forward all the time. She's bringing all the baggage of the previous situation.
You bet.
forward.
That's
and,
right.
And it's recreating it.
That's right. And in this situation, because she's living the victim, because it's poor me, okay? And when we're in poor me, we need our ego coaxed. We need to feel good, right? So, of course, the jerks out there can sense that.
Absolutely.
All over it.
She's
They're going to give you attention. You're going to give me sex.
So
that's how it works, right?
Creating or being the magnet.
That's right.
And probably
for pain.
Doesn't even realize it.
For pain and has no idea. Now I will tell you that the two client stories that I'm telling you,
yeah.
absolutely real clients.
Right.
Dealt with both of them this week. Not real names.
Of course. But it doesn't matter if we see this story time and time again.
All the time.
It happens all the time.
Yep.
And you know, it's over.
And it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy as an unteacher.
Crazier.
Shush. It drives me crazier.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. As an unteacher, because if you could just step out of the equation for just a second, you'd be able to see it.
So, Carlene, though, maybe you have some tips around being able to step out. Because when you're in the heat of the moment, mm-hmm. there's a ton of emotion around those situations.
When you're in the heat of the moment, don't react. That's one of the biggest problems.
So take a moment.
Don't react. Freak out inside. Pfft, go ahead. Don't react on the outside. How many times do you say to me, sleep on it?
All the time.
Right. That is the best tool to get out of the equation because your emotions are not in the way.
Yeah, and sometimes I'll use the term, I need to let it percolate a little bit.
Right.
You got to kind of absorb it. You know,
that's right.
Big.
That's
now,
right.
You talked a few weeks back about the difference and the big tips and tricks around responding versus reacting.
Right.
This is a good time to review that because mm-hmm. so often we react.
Right. Because we're emotional.
Whereas if you take a moment, step away, and then you can properly respond to the situation.
That's right.
You're going to get much further ahead.
And you can take responsibility instead of blame or throwing blame.
Because you take a moment to step back and go, okay, what role did I have here?
That's right.
You know, even, you know, whatever role
and,
that is.
And seriously, think to yourself, how many times have you reacted or gotten upset or gotten overwhelmed quickly and then thought to yourself later, I totally stupid. Fell in that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, totally. Happened to me all the time with my ex.
Happens to me all the time with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, did I ever fall just right in there? Whew.
Just, and what happens too, and this is a good example, is you get caught up in it. Mm-hmm. And the people around you get caught up in it. And then it's a snowball effect.
Absolutely.
And man, it gets ugly fast. Whereas yeah. you take a pause back and don't get suckered into it. Don't get drawn into
That's
the
right.
person's energy.
Mm-hmm.
Take, you know, and it takes a very, it takes some patience to get used to that. Because mm-hmm. it's very easy to snap or to react quickly and
sure it is.
With emotion. Mm-hmm. But if you can learn to take that step back, take a moment mm-hmm. so that you properly respond, you're going to get that much further ahead.
And I can honestly tell you, even as the end teacher, I don't always take a step back.
Oh, guaranteed.
Because my emotions are in the way.
And
when your
human.
Emotions, exactly. When your emotions are in the way and you haven't taken your step back and you vent it out, once you're done venting and you've had the chance to calm down then, look at where you've made the mistake. Look at the responsibility you need to take and take action, right? Like the guitar is a prime example.
Sure.
I knew better. I let my emotions get the best of me.
Yep.
And then I had to take responsibility for it.
Right. I find for myself, tell me to think about this, that if there's a major kind of life decision, there's a major fork in the road, whatever that may be, it's business, career, family, whatever, those ones to me are easy to spot.
Yep.
And I might sit back for a couple of days and just get a lay of the land, get a feel for it, and then mm-hmm. go from there.
Mm-hmm.
What I find is tougher is those quick little things that catch you off guard and you just kind of, like you said, you lose your temper, mm-hmm. smash a guitar. You know, I lose my temper and throw all the kids' toys in the garbage.
Yeah.
You know, or at least threaten to.
Yeah.
Those are the ones to me that I find sneak up on you more.
Sure.
You know, it's the big ones to me have this big blaring, blinking neon mm-hmm. sign.
Woohoo.
Don't react. Respond.
See, it's two different types of personalities, though, because a lot of people have a hard time with the big ones and little things just don't faze them,
mm.
right? Whereas I have no problem with the big ones, just like you. Like
yeah.
the big ones, I'm good to go. good to go. May need to evaluate it and look at all the objectives, and but I'm good. It doesn't catch me. It doesn't catch me. Little ones, whew, 0 to 60.
That's how I am.
Little ones, I'm a spinner. Yeah. Totally.
So how do you, is it just practice to kind of remind yourself in that heat of the moment, okay, take a deep breath, count to 10, whatever, but is it just practice to take that it step is. Back?
It is practice. I know it gets so normal for me now that even when I don't take a step back, I can start apologizing within 3 minutes into the yelling.
Right.
Right? Like I can cut myself off that fast.
Right.
That fast.
But that's where the practice comes in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's also where the listening to other people's reactions come in.
Yeah, and it's also knowing that they're coming from their place. Mm-hmm. It's not the same place as where you are.
That's right.
Their place is different. That's where they're coming from.
That's right.
So to understand that just is what it is.
And you may or may not understand it, where they're coming from.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, there's one more we had on this list from Friday night that we're not going to get into in detail. It's roadblocks. Because we're doing it this week live at the Dream It series, which is being held at the Radisson Hotel this week, before we discuss roadblocks just for a second, we have a list of the upcoming topics. And these topics alternate between the online week and... Mm-hmm. The in-person week at the hotel, because we are going back and forth.
And aren't you proud of me?
Well, I got to say, I'm kind of amazed. You have given me a list of 12 weeks of topics in order with what they're about and whether or not it's the online one or the in-person one. I'm wondering, who are you and what do you
and how the room should be set up.
Oh, yeah, and a little bit of how the room should be set up. So who are you and what did you do with Carlin?
This I think I was abducted by aliens.
Ah, yes. You weren't wearing your tinfoil hat. Now, we have this list here of topics, and I just want to read some of them off because I think this is a hoot. Woohoo, another day, another dollar. Uh-huh. Hit me with your best shot. Rainbows and butterflies. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Okay, the help, you've fallen and I can't get up. What's the sideline to that one?
Okay, so you wanted the relationship. Now, how does one keep it without the Louis Vuittons?
Sometimes I kill myself. These guides of mine have a serious sense of humor.
Number 5, oh no, you didn't.
No, it's oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't.
Yeah.
There's a comma in there.
Come on, it's oh no, you didn't.
Kind of like nice try.
Yeah.
Screw stress, I'll take a latte.
I'm sorry, that one was really good. What's the sideline on that one?
More money than month, more passion than pain.
Yeah. That one was good.
Stupid is as stupid does.
Yeah.
No doubt. Does life look fat on me? So this one reminds me of, does this life make my butt look big?
Exactly.
Take a branch of my money tree.
Yeah.
Inspiring minds want to know.
What's the inspiring minds want to know one?
Is it your purpose or your prison?
Ooh.
Purpose or prison.
Isn't that good? And did you look on the bottom what we're creating, what we're going to create, what we're going to create? Did you? Can I see that?
We're creating a game.
Yeah.
For the one after that.
Yeah.
There's a game coming. Win or lose, you choose. So those are all the topics we have coming up in the Dream It series. And again, that all
doesn't it sound like fun?
This is going to be a hoot.
Yeah.
And they're all just those topics that make you go, things that make you go,
I love that song.
Now, this Friday.
Oh, look at that. Now you're just throwing stuff all over the office.
Oh, good.
There we go with that old paper thing again. I just like you to know, it gives better sound if the paper's open. Just so everybody knows, it's quarter folded, so.
Well, there's big sound and little sound.
Oh.
You're doing the little sound. Yeah, si, senor.
Okay.
Drink at this party.
Okay, I'm listening. Yes. What are we doing this Friday?
Friday the 13th.
I love Friday the 13th.
Roadblocks.
Yeah. Caution.
Caution, road ends.
Right.
It's all about roadblocks. Mm-hmm. Now, it's also about how to overcome the roadblocks.
Yeah. Dumbasses.
Do you mean everyone in general?
Yeah.
So what's your premise? don't tell me about what it is you're going to teach, but what's your premise of why you're doing this type of topic?
Because we spend our entire lives trying to force ourselves to fit in a box we're not supposed to be in.
Wow.
And what does that create? Struggle. Roadblocks. So my theory is caution, dead end. Okay. When you're driving down the highway, if you see a big sign that says caution, road ends, are you going to keep going? No, you're going to turn around, find a detour, right? But when it comes to our life, we just keep on, we plow through the sign, over the cliff, lose our car, smash everything up.
Or you stop at the sign and stare at it.
I know.
Should I go? Should I not go? Should I turn around?
I know.
If I turn around, am I a failure? If I go, what's the risk?
I know.
Dilly-dilly-dilly-dilly-do.
Yeah.
I will give you a perfect example of this. I will give you a perfect example.
Okay.
Real life example of this.
Okay.
Last year, we were in Maui.
Yeah.
Maui is an island that's kind of shaped like the number 8.
Okay.
Okay, the middle skinny, 2 volcano on each end.
Cool.
And we're down, so we're on the bottom left of the number 8.
Okay.
And we're going to take, it's called the Road to Hana. And you're going through the rainforest, and you've got this road that's cut in the side of a cliff over the ocean.
Yeah.
And it's one lane bridges, so you have to alternate traffic both ways. It's not very far, but it takes you 3 hours to get to Hana. It's an unbelievable trip. And it's down the right-hand bottom of the number 8.
Okay.
So you have to go up to the middle and then drive all the way down the other side. And it's a dead end. You get this tiny little town that has one little gas station, a little convenience store, and there's a beach and this and that. You turn around and go back again.
Why'd you go?
Because on the way, there's waterfalls. You're in the rainforest. Oh, okay. There's a black sand beach. You know, you make stops around the way.
Gotcha.
Along the way. Well, across the bottom of the number 8 is private land. Believe it or not, huge chunk of private land. I don't know who owns it. On the shore, the whole nine yards. The road is not open to the public. And there was an earthquake a couple years ago, so there's ruts and rocks and this and that. Now, if you were to drive through the bottom of the number 8 back around the other side, it would take you 45 minutes, maybe an hour, because you don't have to go all the way around through this road where everybody else is. It states right on the rental car contract, if you take this road, the entire agreement is null and void. You're responsible for the whole nine yards. And you would be amazed at the number of people that try to take this road, and there's big, huge mounds of rock-hard lava that's come up from years in the volcano, and there's, and like, it's just a, it, when you look at it, it looks like it's the moonscape.
Yeah.
And the number of people that get caught in there every year is unbelievable, because they just drive through the roadblock.
Yep.
Say, you know what, we're going to save ourselves some time.
Because they think it's easier. And that's where everybody comes from, is that they actually think that it's easier.
And don't heed the warnings.
Yep.
And that's what this Friday is about.
It's a doozy.
Wow.
Doozy.
Doozy. Now, for this podcast, I just wanted to let everybody know that at our website, manifestit.ca, there's forums there where people can ask questions to the podcast. We've had a few already, and we'll bring them up here and review them here. So if you go to manifesta.ca, you can sign up for a free account, and you'll see the Dream It Director's Cut podcast forum there where people can ask questions. And we will be this Friday, June 13th, live at the Radisson Hotel. The Friday after that, we'll be back online with the web with streaming video and audio and doing a live interactive show over the web. Now, we have a couple of special events coming up that we're pretty excited about. First one I want to mention is just kind of a sideline I'm involved with. It's the Magic Undefined show. One of our clients and regulars at Dream It, Michael Behrens, is performing a complete magic and illusionist show. There's a band and everything. That is raising money for the Dance the Magic Tour, a group of kids, a group of local kids in Cochrane that are able to go and perform in Disney. And that's on June 21st. It's just a week and a half away. And if you want tickets, tickets are $25. Children are $10. Children 3 and under are free. It's a family event. If you want to order tickets,
it's going to be tons of fun.
Oh, it's a hoot. Michael's tons amazing.
Yeah.
The band is fantastic at getting people up and going. There's going to be a silent auction and 50-50 and all that kind of stuff. To order tickets, the best bet right now, because we are getting down to the wire, is our toll-free number. Leave a message there. It's 1-888-240-8096. Leave a message there and to get your tickets. And then last but not least is the following Saturday after that, on June 28th, we have the Sheriff King Cup.
Yep.
Which is being held in Calgary at Shanks and Crowfoot. And that there is like a mini Olympics.
Yeah. Where the psychic gets to get drunk.
Oh, right. The psychic's getting drunk.
Yeah.
The Sherpa's paying attention.
Yep.
That'd be me, the company Sherpa.
That'd be you. Yeah, because I'm going to be drunk.
Wow.
Yeah.
But what's really great about this is it's a fun time. It's a mini Olympics night where there's prizes. There's four different games to play. There's prizes. There's a silent auction. 50-50.
And some good stuff.
Man, oh man, the list of stuff we have at the silent auction. Lenny Kravitz tickets. A package of tickets to all remaining concerts that Energy's putting on in 2008. So you get tickets to every one. There's CD sets. We've got leather jackets. We've got signed jerseys.
Spa days.
Oh, a day at the spa. The amount of stuff we have for that silent auction is just unbelievable.
I know.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to be bidding.
It's going to be a blast.
And Michael's going to be there.
Yes.
Doing magic.
Table magic.
Just at your table throughout the bar, taking a couple dollars here and there, all raising money towards the Sheriff King home that's put on by the YWCA in town. Talk to me. Last time we, back in December, we did the Radiothon for the Woman's Shelter and raised $12,000 for the shelter, which
in
was
4 hours.
In 4 hours between all of our clients and listeners. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
and
love you
so much. Efforts
of
Cardell Homes. Talk to me the difference, though, between the Calgary Women's Emergency Shelter and what does the Sheriff King home provide that's different?
It isn't different. It's an emergency woman's shelter.
But was it only short-term?
No, this one is short-term. That's the Mary Dover house that you're thinking about.
Oh, okay,
with
sorry.
The YWCA, that you can be there, you know, up to a year or whatever.
Yeah.
The Sheriff King home is emergency housing for 21 days, just like the Calgary Women's Shelter is. It's just that when I got out of my abusive situation, I was at the Calgary Women's Shelter first.
Yeah.
And then the Sheriff King home second. Now.
So did you literally go back to back?
Yes, because I didn't have a place to move to and I could only stay in one for 21 days.
Yeah.
The difference, though, is the Calgary Emergency Shelter, which has more beds, is very clinical feeling to me, like as a resident.
Yeah.
It's a very clinical feeling.
So more like being in a hospital kind of thing.
Yeah, more like a hospice.
A hospice, okay. Yeah.
Whereas the Sheriff King home is more like a house.
Ah, okay.
So it was, you know, when I stayed at the woman's shelter, it was bunk beds and you didn't have private rooms. And,
right.
Whereas when I stayed at the Sheriff King home, it was private rooms and you know, big open kitchen. And like, it was just different feel, different feel. And so that's the difference. The Calgary Emergency Woman Shelter is all about immediate transitional housing. And the YWCA is all about continual housing. So the Sheriff King would be like the first stage. So where the police would take you to.
Sure.
When you're immediately being
abused. Then from there, you may transition into the Mary Dover.
That's right.
For up to a year.
That's right.
And the great thing about our event on June 28th there, the Sheriff King Cup, is tickets are only $10.
Yeah. Or $15 at the door.
Or $15 at the door, yeah. $5 of that from the 10 directly goes to the Sheriff King.
Yes.
And so everybody else knows, the other $5 goes towards, there's an appetizer buffet, the ticket, you know, just a bit overhead from Shanks for the tickets, but they're providing the appetizer buffet, all the games that we get, the space and all that is covered for basically Shanks, thanks to them. They have a great package, only costs $5 a person for all that. All the other proceeds, everything else, Mike's time, Energy 1015's time, all the prizes,
my drinking games,
everything, all of that is all donated.
All
so
of it.
Every single dollar that we raise is going towards that emergency housing for women at the Sheriff King home. And it's something you mentioned before, is you literally are having a direct impact right away.
Yeah. Immediately.
Immediately.
Immediately. Yeah.
They can use it.
That's right. So that very second that they have it in their hands, they're using it. And the other thing that's just a little bit exciting for me is on the 23rd, I'm up for an award.
That's right.
With the women's shelters. So I'll be bringing that with me. yes, on that Saturday.
That is fantastic. A five days before award.
Yeah.
In between the two events, there's a Tulip Award from the Calgary Women's Emergency Shelter.
Yeah.
That is pretty darn exciting.
Yeah.
So for both of those, for the Magic Undefined Night on the 21st and for the Sheriff King Cup on the 28th.
And I will be at both.
We're going to be at both.
We're both going to be at both.
It's going to be a hoot. Again, our toll-free number is 1-888-240-8096. Because we are getting close to the dates, it's best if you give us a call and we'll make sure to take care of your ticket needs right away. So that wraps it up again. These podcasts go fast. I think this is episode number 11 already.
I think it is.
Can't believe we've been doing this for 11 weeks.
I know.
It's crazy. So thank you very much. And we will see everyone again next week.
And remember, if you want something you've never had, you must do something you've never done.
They say mother knows best. But unless Carlin's your mother, you can't be sure.
All right. Where's the phone? Turn the ringer off. That's a novel idea.
You don't. Can I? No.
Do I know how? You can't turn the ringer off on this thing?
No.
What kind of piece of crap phone is this?
It is a piece of crap. You can throw it in Kaylin's room.
I can throw it out the window.
Well, you could do that too.
Put it in the toilet.
Okay.
Ooh, does it flush?